This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 19. The Fate of Mr. Jack Sparrow.
"You'll trample on that bark till it won't be fitten fur to fling away, let alone make hoss collars out'n," said Uncle Remus, as the little boy came running into his cabin out of the rain. All over the floor long strips of wahoo bark were spread, and these the old man was weaving into horse collars.
"I'll sit down, Uncle Remus," said the little boy.
"Well, then, you better, honey," responded the old man. "'Cause I despises fur to have my wahoo trampled on. If 'twas shucks now, it might be different, but I'm a-gettin' too old fur to be projectin' longer shuck collars."
For a few minutes the old man went on with his work, but with a solemn air altogether unusual. Once or twice he sighed deeply, and the sighs ended in a prolonged groan that seemed to the little boy to be the result of the most unspeakable mental agony. He knew by experience that he had done something which failed to meet the approval of Uncle Remus, and he tried to remember what it was, so as to frame an excuse, but his memory failed him. He could think of nothing he had done calculated to stir Uncle Remus's grief. He was not exactly seized with remorse, but he was very uneasy. Presently Uncle Remus looked at him in a sad and hopeless way, and asked,
"What dat long rigmarole you been telling Miss Sally about your little brer this mornin'?"
"Which, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy, blushing guiltily.
"Dat jes what I's askin' of you now. I hear Miss Sally say she's goin' to stripe his jacket, and den I knowed you been tellin' on him."
"Well, Uncle Remus, he was pulling up your onions, and then he went and flung a rock at me," said the child plaintively.
"Let me tell you dis," said the old man,
laying down the section of horse collar he had been plaiting, and looking hard at the little boy.
"Let me tell you dis, that there ain't no way for to make tattlers and tale-bearers turn out good. No, they ain't. I've been mixin' up with folks now goin' on 80 year, and I ain't seed no tattler come to no good end. Dat I ain't. And if old man Methusalem was livin' clean 'twill yit, he'd up and tell you the same, show as you a sittin' dare. You remember what come of the bird what went a tattlin' round 'bout Brer Rabbit?"
The little boy didn't remember, but he was very anxious to know, and he also wanted to know what kind of a bird it was that so disgraced itself.
"Hit was one of these yere uppity little Jack Sparrows, I spick," said the old man. "Dey was allus botherin' long o' other people's business, and it keeps at it down to dis day, peckin' yere, peckin' dar, scratchin' out yonder. One day, after he'd been fooled by old Brer Tarrypin, Brer Rabbit was sittin' down in de woods studyin' how he was goin' to get even. He feel mighty lonesome, and he feel mighty bad, Brer Rabbit did. 'Tain't put down in de tale, but I expect he cussed and r'ared round considerable. Leastways, he was settin' out dar by himself, and dar he sot and study. And study, till by and by he jump out and holler out, 'Well, doggone my cats, if I can't gallop round old Brer Fox, and I'm going to do it. I'll show Miss Meadows and the gals that I'm a boss of Brer Fox,' says he. Jack Sparrow up in the tree, he hear Brer Rabbit, he did, and he sing out, 'I'm going to tell Brer Fox, I'm going to tell Brer Fox. Chickabiddy wind a-blowin' acorns fallin', I'm goin' to tell Brer Fox.'"
Uncle Remus accompanied the speech of the bird with a peculiar whistling sound in his throat That was a marvelous invitation of a sparrow's chirp, and the little boy clapped his hands with delight and insisted on a repetition.
"Dis kind of terrify Brer Rabbit, and he scarcely know what he gwine do. But by and by he studied to hisself dat de man would see Brer Fox first was bound to have de intern, and den he go hoppin' off towards home. He didn't get fur when who should he meet but Brer Fox, and den Brer Rabbit he open up. "What dis 'twixt you and me, Brer Fox?" said Brer Rabbit, says he. "I hear tell you gwine to send me to destruction and nab my family and destroy my shanty," says he. Den Brer Fox he get mighty mad. "Who been telling you all dis?" says he. Brer Rabbit make like he didn't want to tell, but Brer Fox he insist and insist, till at last Brer Rabbit he up and tell Brer Fox that he hear Jack Sparrer say all dis. "Course," said Brer Rabbit, says he, "when Brer Jack Sparrer tell me dat I flew up, I did, and I used some language what I mighty glad to want no ladies round nowhere, so they could hear me go on," says he. Brer Fox, he sort of gap, he did, and say he spec he better be sauntering on. But bless your soul, honey, Brer Fox ain't sauntered fur, for Jack Sparrer flip down on a persimmon bush by the side of the road and holler out, "Brer Fox! Oh, Brer Fox! Brer Fox!" Brer Fox, he just sort of canter along, he did, and make like he don't hear him. Then Jack Sparrer up and sing out again, "Brer Fox! Oh, Brer Fox! Hold on, Brer Fox! I got some news for you. Wait, Brer Fox, it'll astonish you." Brer Fox, he make like he don't see Jack Sparrer, and neither do he hear him. But by and by he lay down by the road and sort of stretch himself like he fixin' for the nap. The tattlin' Jack Sparrer, he flew long and kep' on callin' Brer Fox, but Brer Fox, he ain't sayin' nothin'. Then little Jack Sparrer, he hopped down on the ground and flutter round amongst the trash. This sort of distract Brer Fox's attention, and look at the tattlin' bird, and the bird he keep on a-callin', "I got somethin' for to tell you, Brer Fox."
"Get on my tail, little Jack Sparrer," said Brer Fox, says he, "'cause I'm deaf in one ear, and I can't hear out of the udder. Get on my tail," says he. Then the little bird he up and hop on Brer Fox's tail. "Get on my back, little Jack Sparrer, 'cause I'm deaf in one ear, and I can't hear out of the udder." Then the little bird hop on his back. "Hop on my head, little Jack Sparrer, 'cause I'm deaf in both ears." And hop up the little bird. "Hop on my tooth, little Jack Sparrer, 'cause I'm deaf in one ear, and I can't hear out of the udder." The tattlin' little bird, he hop on Brer Fox's tooth. And then, here Uncle Remus paused, opened wide his mouth, and closed it again in a way that told the whole story. "Did the fox eat the bird all up?" asked the little boy. "Jedge Bar come along next day," replied Uncle Remus, "and he find some fetters, and from dat, word went round that old man Squinch Owl done caught another. What's his name?" End of chapter.